reading this evening was the parable, analogy, the ways that Jesus taught, using really cool things that were very notable with and normal with his culture. So tonight we were hearing about the sower and the seeds, and we hear images like that over and over in the New Testament and in the Gospels, like with like the wheat or the wine, the bread, the water. And tonight the horn was into very similar what we heard this weekend about the scriptures. So for instance, between when we sang the Alleluia, our lector read, "The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever." A very quick, succinct title of what's going on in that parable. And so again, Jesus is giving this parable, this metaphor, this analogy of the way he's teaching to his people. And we heard in part of that scripture how some people don't understand what he's talking about. Well, first, let's remember ourselves that he was talking about seeds and a sower who was planting seeds for fruit. And you notice that some places are on a dry spot, on the ground, in the rocks and the thorns, and then the good soil. You know, just think of our own society today in our world image of, I mean, imagine planting something and throwing seeds into like the forest where four-wheelers are driving all the time, and there's some grass there that they can fall in to the good soil, and then there's the dry stuff where the birds or the grouse will eat it. Same things with the rock area, the rocky area, and the thorns. And I think one thought was to kind of challenge, if you will, as our brains, that metaphors and parables are not perfect. So, for instance, these seeds are seeds. Where we as humans have legs. Like, I kind of imagine just the quote-unquote bad seeds that are in the wrong spot, if they had little legs to get into the good soil. But we as humans, we have free will. Meaning we can choose where these seeds are just plopped down. They don't have a choice. So that's one thing about this parable, which I absolutely love, because it is a way to challenge us in our spiritual journey, especially with the scriptures, which I mentioned this weekend. Second, there's a good thought in my own mind of what else we can focus to about the bad places. Like the first, do you not understand this parable, he says, then how will you understand this parable? And he shows right into the sower sows the word, the scriptures, Jesus. These are the ones on the path. And it's very clear, as soon as they hear, Satan comes at once. So we can remember that one easily. Where are we in our soil, in our hearts? Because Satan is trying to attract us and taking us away. The second, he talks about the people that were fallen into the roots, or the rocks without roots. And I think that's us in many ways. That we are really excited to start like a retreat or a mass or a cool priest, and then a few weeks later, they're gone. They don't have the roots because of their own personal lives or their priorities. We want to make sure that we don't do that. And then the third, I think we can think of the world with secularism, materialism, relativism, where those sown among thorns are another sort. There are people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving from other things intrude and choke the word. And of course, finally, those that are sown on the good soil. So in our journey in our spiritual life, we want to make sure as humans with free will, if we are in a place in our lives on the path with the rocks, with the thorns, to get to confession and to sprint to the good soil. You can imagine those being a little seed with legs. Sprint away from the bad spots and go to the good soil with our Lord.